believe that our sins are paid for by His death. We believe that He is risen from the dead. We believe that His Spirit is with us and is changing us in our character even now and today. We believe that it matters how we live. We believe that these things matter. That Jesus is with us. And so the first thing to know about believing in Jesus is that this believing in Him is a commitment to His way of life. Secondly, belief in the Bible is not merely cold intellectual assent. Hear me when I say, and when the Scripture says out of James, the book of James, that believing that God exists is not what Christian belief is about. Only believing that God exists is not Christian belief. The question is actually, who is this God in whom you believe? It's not believing in some great spirit. It's not believing that God exists. Because James himself, which I mentioned, says this: the demons believe that He exists. They know He believes. But at this, they cringe in fear of Him. Is knowledge enough? Is intellectual assent, I believe that God exists, enough? The answer is absolutely not. If that is the standard of Christianity, we're packing it up. Because there's nothing to say at that point. Because the question is, who is your God and what does He actually want? And what is He like? What is God like? Just to believe and say that you believe and walk away from that demands no commitment, no real sense of belief. It just makes you feel good that somebody's in control of the universe. Or not. But there's more. Jesus did not come to simply tell us that God exists. People assumed that during His time. And some people assume it during this time. And some even outright deny it. But is believing in that God exists enough? No, that is not what it means to believe in Jesus. You see, where James goes with this, the book of James, when it says the demons believe and shudder, is he insists that real faith, real belief, involves action. So we talked about belief being commitment, rather than just, you know, a hope, or I like it to happen. But then, belief is also active. There's something that happens in which you practically engage with Jesus, and with His kingdom. You've heard it many times if you come to our church, that the gospel is not simply to believe that God exists, or to say sinner's prayer. Those are parts of it. But the gospel that Jesus brought is that He said, His gospel is, the kingdom of heaven is near and is present. What you do with this kingdom, how you interact with it, how you engage this kingdom that has come and broken into our world, is an act. It's an act of worship. It's why you're here today, I hope. And not just merely tradition. But that you worship Him. But also in your daily life, what you do with your family, what you do with your friends. That is what makes you a believer in Jesus Christ. If you leave this place and you do the pretend Christian thing just on Sundays, that's not what it means to believe in Jesus. It is when you bring that life, that kingdom, into where you work, where you play, where you eat and sleep, into the friends and family, into their lives. And it doesn't mean beating people over the head with the Bible. Trust me. It means living your life authentically in its reality of Jesus in your life. Finally, faith is not just going through the motions or following a tradition, as I've just mentioned. The Pharisees and the Sadducees and people like ourselves who call ourselves Christians can fall into this trap as well of merely tradition or charitable stuff. Belief is a real relationship that you have with Jesus here and now. And this is the most challenging and deepest part of what it means to believe in Jesus. And throughout our lives, we are learning this, to trust Him, to have this relationship with Him. This is a relationship in which I must ask you whether or not you talk to Jesus. Whether you listen to Him. And whether or not you are actually with Him when He is with you. These are the things that only the Holy Spirit can bring to you. And without this true, real relationship, we have no faith. Our belief remains cold and unreal. What does it mean to be a friend of Jesus? That I must leave with you. But know that there is an answer that Jesus gives, that God Himself gives, that if you were attentive and you were able to pray, be to me who you are, and not who I imagine you to be or want you to be. Just be who you are to me. God answers that prayer. It's not the prayer of illusions that sometimes we have. It's the prayer of saying that I do not want illusions about you, God. I want to truly see and believe. So in short, belief is commitment. Belief is action. Belief is relationship amongst other things because it's multifaceted. But those are the three things that might be worth considering for us this morning. Easter demands to believe that we believe in something more than just the Canucks winning the Stanley Cup. Although that'd be great. What we believe today is that Jesus is risen from the dead. What we are reminded of today. And that sin and death and evil and darkness, that selfishness and suffering cannot hold Him down and does not hold us down because He comes to free us. And as this picture sort of illustrates from an artist's mind's eye, is that Jesus is indeed Lord over all. But what you and I must go away with is this. And this is the question. Do you still believe? Can you? And do you? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, given the reality of our world, this is what we still say and declare we believe. That we believe in You, Lord Jesus, that You have victory over sin, over death, over all things that bind us. But we're not triumphalists, Lord, in the way in which we say, well, You're going to give us everything we want. We're going to be rich. We're going to be without pain, without disease. Everything is going to be super duper. Because things are not super duper in our world, Lord. And You know this better than us. sometimes we blame you for the things that are not super duper. We blame you for the suffering. We blame you for the bad things. We do not recognize what you have done already through Jesus and what you continue to do. Oh Lord, help us in our unbelief. Help us to be committed to your kingdom, to recognize that our voices do make a difference. That the way that we live makes a difference. That our openness to you, that our listening to you, our following you will make a difference and does make a difference. This we believe. This we will do. We will follow you. We will pray that your kingdom come and that your will be done. That you guide our hands, our feet, our voices in this kingdom come. Help us. We believe. Challenge us, Lord, in the places where we forget. And where we struggle. Thank you for Jesus. For the power of the resurrection. May we learn to live with you. Amen.